Employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFUR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFURradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today's a Monday, so that's a business day. And man, do I have some business for you. It's the business of education, of private school. And with me to help me bring it through, Hi Pow, this Saturday night, is two friends of mine who grew up with my sister. They're incredible. They came back to Fairbanks just to host this event. They always come back, but now they're the host, and they gotta do a lot of work. Isn't that right, Laura and Nada Stepovich?
Yeah, we've been busy since last summer working with Hi Pow and the Hi Pow offices and getting ready for this year's Hi Pow. It's October 14th. We're at HiPowAuction.com. Got to throw that plug in. And we're just looking forward to being together with the Catholic Schools of Fairbanks and the Monroe Foundation and all of the community of Fairbanks.
Now, Laura, when your sister talked you and your sister into doing this, was it one of those conversations, oh, it's easy, you don't have to do anything, all you have to do is show up, I have everything handled, and now you're saying, yeah, we've been working on it since last summer? Really?
Well, she did say, we've been helping off and on for the last few years, and when it came to the idea of maybe co-chairing with Nada and I and us being the first alumni that don't live in the state to chair it, she said, oh, it's very doable. And I'm going to be with you every step of the way.
And we believed everything she said.
Darn them younger sisters. Nada, where'd you come up from?
I came from Spokane, Washington.
Lori, where'd you come up from?
Arlington, Virginia.
Your parents were one of the founders of this event.
Yes, how as many, were yours.
Yep.
Yours.
Yep. How many Stepoviches? Yeah. How many Stepoviches have hosted this event?
Mike, my older brother Mike and his wife Chris Stepovich hosted it for the 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Christopher and his wife Joan hosted 1 year. And then Andrea Stepovich and Roger McGill hosted the 50th anniversary 4 years ago.
So that, if I can count on my fingers and toes, this is 54th.
Yeah. This is the 54th.
And during the COVID years, Andrea was where things were different and you couldn't be in person.
Mm-hmm.
She and the HiPow office were
spearheading it locally within their offices. And so
they kept it going.
They kept it going and figured out a way to do it online and still involve everyone in the community.
So basically, since day one, there's always been a Stepovich involved.
Yes,
one way
has.
Or another.
Yes.
That's, congratulations. A wonderful family. That's what I wanted to highlight.
Oh,
that's
thank
what I wanted
you.
To highlight.
Well, I can tell you that our first HiPow, which was that very first year, we might not have been in the building, Laura and I and our siblings and other neighbors, Berglunds, Knowles, Pruses.
Ringsteads.
We were
on the perimeter.
Outside the building, trying to peek in through the doors, the double doors that would open up that were just chained, and we could look in and see what was going on. It was all exciting for all of us.
Yeah. It was like, you know, the next morning it was like Christmas happened at your house because all the stuff your parents brought home or would go get on Sunday for you. You know, Donnell would get a stereo. I'd get a shovel. Dana would get a car.
Right.
Yeah, Dana would get a car.
Yeah, well, we reaped all the benefits of what Donnell got. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, man.
Yes, we did.
She scored. I just look at it and say, there is a definite definition here.
That first year, what came home to the Stepovich house was a microwave. We were the first people in our neighborhood to have a microwave. And in turn, Laura and I were making hot dogs for all of our brothers before practice and all their friends, because we could put it in the microwave for 45 seconds. And they'd come over before before basketball practice and be eating the Durantes, Wedzlicks. Just a lot of families.
A lot of local families.
And you know, put a Jiffy Pop popcorn out of business.
Yes.
Don't ask me how I know that. So it's Hi-Pow is this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
You can start going online now.
Yes.
And bidding.
Yes, they've started their, you can get on the online bidding. If you go on hypowauction.com, it'll give you all the information as to, it'll also show you some of the packages we have,
mm-hmm.
everything that is live and everything that is silent. So if you go on hypowauction.com, you'll see everything. The tickets are $150 per ticket. We're close to a sellout, so get your tickets quickly, as soon as you can. We've got a lot of good items this year.
Yeah, and some of our packages, some of our travel packages are Disney Vacation, Orlando, Florida, and it's May 24th to the 27th. Staying at the Caribbean Beach Resort, it's a two-day hopper pass within the park for two. 100,000 miles come with that to help you get
wow.
there.
Yeah.
We've got two packages to Las Vegas. The first one is November 26th, and that's a Saturday, and it's two NFL Raider tickets versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh,
that
there you go.
That will be a great game
there
to
you
be
go,
watching.
Yeah.
You're in Section 330.
And you're in Las Vegas. Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Vegas, baby.
Yeah. People like that area. And there's another Las Vegas package, and it's two nights at the Venetian, a $250 food voucher, a gondola ride, and you get a luxury king suite, and then you get to hang out and have a good time, and the weather's always warm there.
Now, there are no public funds that go into Monroe.
No, no.
So this is all, it's all funded by private enterprises like this,
by this
parents
community.
Writing checks to pay for it,
and
the tuition.
This community is one of a kind.
Yeah.
One
Definitely.
Of the most generous communities.
Laura's done auctions with her grade schools and high schools in Arlington, Virginia. I've done auctions in Salt Lake City, Utah, and in Spokane, Washington, and you don't find a community like this. The amount of money that they raise is unbelievable, but it's because the whole community is helping out. It doesn't make any difference where you've been, where you go to school, what religion you are. Everybody comes together in Fairbanks and within Alaska here and helps out. And it's amazing. You just don't see this anyplace else.
No, you do not. And it's very unique. It's the social event of the season.
Yes.
Yes.
So what is your highlight dresses, ladies?
Well, it's an Italian theme this year.
Who's the Italian designer?
So we may have a few Italian designers.
Just mine.
We may be clad in some Italian shoes. Designers. But no, if you want to come in Italian with an Italian flair, that's great.
Laura, what's your last name?
Tremonti, which is a little Italian. My husband is Italian.
Yeah, my mom was full Italian. You know, it was Tonelia.
Yeah.
And, so we always look at that, and so I saw the Italian theme. I go, I know who chose that.
Yes, yes, it was all me. I thought, why not?
Exactly.
We like to mix it up and you know, not want to do the same thing every year because the whole community does come out. So let's make it fun. So this year it's Italian night at Boilo Hall.
You two are almost wearing the Italian flag colors.
Oh yeah, I got a little green. She's got white on.
White on.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
What and you have a red cup.
So yeah,
yes, I
go.
Do. Yes,
we
I do.
It all together.
You know, everyone wants to be Italian. There's two types of people in the world. There's Italians and everyone else who wants to be Italian. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Well, the evening will start out with some antipasta, some charcuterie trays. A lot of Italian foodies will recognize some of the things that we are offering. The dinner is an Italian theme, and we are going to have a gelato cart with gelato and shaved Italian ice.
And we have a lot of sponsors who have been very generous, and so we've got a wine host, the Gavora's Fine Wine.
Another generation.
Yes,
another
generation. From family to family, going right down from day one.
Yes, yep. And our dinner host is Clean Serene, ConocoPhillips, Full Tilt, Kinross, Fort Knox, Our bar host is Hale Associates in Three Tier, Alaska.
And so, there's just David Hale and a Ringstead.
Yes. And there's a theme that goes through this when I start listing all of our different hosts and
Davidson graduated from Monroe.
Yeah, we're looking at first and second and even third generation Catholic schools of Fairbanks, Monroe, or ICS graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not left the school. They may have graduated, but they have never left.
Yeah.
They never let you go.
No.
They just never let you
go. No, they didn't.
For whatever reason.
And sticking with the Italian theme, our wine host, Gavora Fine Wine, they have been very generous, as they always are every year. And we have different theme partners. Well, the Empire Fitness from Spokane, Washington.
Oh. I wonder where got that came from. Another lineage there.
Yeah, and that's our hydration station. We want to make sure everyone fills up on water as well. And the Italian store is a sponsor as well, a theme sponsor for
My family, the Tremonti family's business in Arlington, Virginia. Of course, we had a lot more to offer with the Italian theme than others.
more roots, we'll call it.
Yeah, and we're talking about the longevity of our parents and some of the other families. The McGilvery's gave a 7-night stay at the Imperial Hawaii Resort in Honolulu, Hawaii this year. So that's just another
amazing
family that has been with the schools for a long time and still giving back.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. I'm with the Stepovich twins. I finally said the T word, the twins. Who was born first?
Laura, 10 minutes older.
Oh!
Yes.
Take that, Nita.
Well, I will, because I always tell everyone I booted her out and I got one-on-one time with my mother, Matilda, that she can never get back. So I had 10 minutes, and that was great.
If you hear any fisticuffs going on, I'll have it on video and I'll sell it. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Some people accuse me of laying down on the job. Well, they're not wrong. That's how it works. Septic tanks are made to lay down on the job. I did not choose my profession. It is lonely and far from easy, but it's honest work, and I do it well with a little help from my family. They have Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. I find it quite invigorating, and I continue to serve them much better.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday is Friar Tuck's Hoagie House. Perfect time to score that awesome food at half price. The Tuck's Roll, the Po' Boy, huge salads, amazing French onion soup, and their famous Hoodoo cheese fries. Plus live sports on the big screen in every corner. Amazing food to eat in or carry out. Fast and delicious. Plus a huge selection of beer and wines to choose from. And now you can get a $25 gift certificate at half price. This week's 50-50 Friday from Friar Tuck's Hoagie House off Merhar Avenue.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
KFAR Weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. High of 33, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely again tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. Overcast. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Talking with Laura and Nada Stepovich. We were talking about, you know, the birthrights of the oldest born, but that got thrown out the window with you two.
Most definitely. We're on the tail end of the 13.
So how did your sister talk you into this? Whose idea was it?
I don't think it was as much as being talked into. We were very excited when Andrea was asked and Roger to be the chairs for the 50th.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt like
we wanted to help.
We wanted to be part of it and become full circle.
Typical sisters.
Of what our
typical Stepovich sisters.
Of what our parents had done. And
Now, I'm going to say something that might get me in trouble. But the Stepovich females have always been the clan leaders. I mean, you've always been the drivers.
Well, that could be true.
They're smiling, Fairbanks.
But I just think we thought it was a natural thing to jump into because we've always wanted to stay involved in this community. Mm-hmm. We wanted our children, even though we haven't lived here consistently, to be a part of this community.
And just to know where we came from and the history of our family here and the history of our great state.
Yeah.
And so this was just natural for us to want to be here and to give back as well.
Your dad was the last territorial governor appointed by Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yes, he was.
Correct.
Yeah, which made him then the first
governor
of the state as well.
Boy, Fairbanks, I have some history in this purple padded room with sparkles, with the North Korean equipment that I send out into the airwaves. But it's a good show. So who are some of your other packages that are being sponsored by people?
We just happen to have, and maybe you can help me with this, we have a gourmet surf and turf with the David Prudes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think I need to explain it. I think I can get all the details from you.
You know, you have to... I'm one of those type of people who I learn more at the dinner table with my parents than anything. And every day at 5:15, my mom, you were at the dinner table. You were not a minute late. In my life, that's where my punctuality comes from. My mom, you're not a minute late. 5:15, that was it. And growing up with my family, I always found that at a dinner table or a table with food, if there's differences, they can be resolved or talked about or enjoyed. And with my parents, all the political aspects that happened at the dinner table with us kids there, watching governors, senators, U.S. senators, everything going on, I learned that when you have a good meal, breakthroughs happen, people get together, memories are made. So I thought to myself, what can I do to HiPAO? I owe them so much for my high school years. Went to ICS for a year or two, went to Denali School, Maine Junior High, good schools, came back to Monroe for high school, and boy, did I have to study. And that gave me the study habits. It got me through a very tough college, I learned the study habits there. So I thought, what can I do to help pay back? So I put together a meal, and I've won state championship competitions. I've won seafood competition, state competitions. So I said, do a surf and turf and have some good wines to go with it. I enjoy Pinot Noirs from the Central Coast of California, from the Sonoma area. So I'll have it with those type of wines too. And I'll have this out there as an auction, and I'll go into the person's house for 6 to 8, maybe 10 people at the most, depending on how big their kitchen is and what I can do. And I'll knock it out for them. They're going to have a great meal, and they'll have friends over, and there'll be lots of camaraderie and discussion and enjoyment.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
And that's what it is. That's all it's about.
That's exactly what it's all about. We've Nada and I did benefit from your mother's home cooking, so I'm thinking you might have a few of her recipes that you can share with. We've also got, there's the Super Sundborg Supper.
Oh, yeah.
With Lisa and George Sundborg, and they are
that
bringing
one's
in.
Well known. They do a great job.
Yeah, and
great job.
That's the big ticket one.
Yes,
that's the dinner of dinners.
They're bringing in Tommy G steaks mm-hmm. and some crab and different drinks.
And make Tommy G go in there and sing. Make him sing.
I believe we might see Tommy G
Saturday
on
High
Pow Night.
Just might.
And then another one of our great packages is we've got the Alaska Airlines travel vouchers. It's 80,000 miles each. And that's always a big, huge live auction mm-hmm. item as well.
And another neat thing because of the Italian theme is a wine wall will be there where Laura could probably explain it a little bit better, but you can buy a...
You can buy a ticket for, you buy, it's $25.
Oh, I'm already in. I'm buying.
Yes,
I don't know what it is, but a wine wall ticket? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ticket is $25. The value of the wines go anywhere from $25 to $350. They give you a scratch-off ticket. You see what your number is. You scratch it off.
You
might get number
wall.
4. You go to the wine wall, and they give you your bottle that says number 4, and you can take it to your table and drink it then, or you can take it home with you. We're hoping everyone takes it and brings it back to their table and enjoys the evening with their Italian wine. So it's
you
something
them,
new.
That you want them loosened up and bidding high.
Oh, yeah, you bet we
that
do.
That is a strategy. That is a strategy.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
And some of our other hosts, like our art sponsors, Mount McKinley Bank and John Van Zyl, Denali State Bank. We've got so many great sponsors and givers to us. North Pole Coffee Roast, Market Basket, Gold Standard Real Estate. Goes on and on. And last year we did a ladies' lounge.
That was a neat ladies' lounge.
Oh,
yeah, of course I did. I had to go check out the ladies' lounge. We need a cigar place.
The ladies were really nice and generous and allowed you to come in and see what it looked like. This year, we've got our lady lounge will be at in the gym there. And it's Hoffer Glass is a sponsor, Kenny Hollins, Nicole Swofer. And the men's lounge also is...
Men's lounge?
There is a men's lounge, yes.
And it's sponsored by Sani Can and Lamita Pumping and Thine, Martin Engineer. I mean, there's so many people who are giving, and it's just the little things that we want to do a little bit nicer, including the lounges.
Yeah.
And
we're
also
are so
good about it all.
Real early on, as you come into High Pal, you'll be escorted into the bistro. And that's where you'll have all your antipasti and some seating. And we're just trying to mix it up and spread it out a little bit, give you a little more room, a little more elbow room, and get you ready for the evening.
You guys have really put a lot of thought into this theme. This is a great one, ladies. Wow.
Well, they're just
you've been working on it for over a year, but, you know, you took the blinders off on what you want to do. You didn't make any rules. You said, we have a blank sheet of paper. We're doing this. That's great.
The beauty of that was that last year it was all done at the old Lamont's building because of the gym and the issues with the roof. And so we had to, Andrea and so many other people, had to create a different vision within a different building, but still with the same, same thing in mind, helping out the schools. And so... there was the blank slate there. We thought, why not? Let's try to
incorporate that here.
The gym can be a blank slate each year, and there's going to be a lot of Italian surprises there for you. One of our great live auctions is a 1937 Chevy truck that was owned by Dick Chandler of Chandler Plumbing and Heating.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a value of $25,000. It's got its original engine. It is a beautiful truck, and that has been refurbished throughout the years, and that's going to be a live auction, and it's beautiful.
Fairbanks, we're going to come back to that when we get back with our show here. We've got some Stevie Ray Vaughan bumper music. We have some Fox News, state news, some commercials and weather, and we'll be back.
More problems.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Hamas militants have taken off over 100 hostages after deadly attacks on Israel over the weekend. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul on the Fox News Channel gives us an update on the situation.
We're trying to get every American citizen out of there right now. We're warning Americans not to go into Israel. It's too dangerous.
We have heard at least 9 Americans are among the dead. The State Department says they were killed in the attacks by Hamas. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy pushing back against 8 Republicans who voted to remove him as Speaker, saying they'll continue to vote against any candidate until they get what they want.
Well, let's be honest about our conference, all right? Is our conference just going to select somebody to try to throw them out in another 35 days if 8 people don't get 100% of what they want and 96% of the conference does?
House Republicans set to meet tonight, first time since the speakership was vacated, and figure out a path forward. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska fishermen will be able to harvest Red King crab for the first time in 2 years, offering a slight reprieve to the beleaguered fishery beset by low numbers likely exacerbated by climate change. There was no such rebound for snow crab, however, and that fishery will remain closed for a second straight year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced on Friday. The Bristol Bay Red King crab fishery for the prior 2 seasons were closed based on low abundance and particularly low abundance of mature-sized female crabs, said Mark Stitchert, the State Department's ground fish and shellfish management coordinator. Based on survey results from this year, those numbers have improved. Some signs of modest optimism in terms of improving abundance in Bristol Bay Red King crab overall, and that has allowed for a small but still conservative fishery for 2023, as the total population size is still quite low, he said. And finally, today is Indigenous Peoples Day. They will be having Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations all day today up at the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus at the Wood Center.
Online at KFAR660.com.
The Go Winter Expo, next weekend at the Carlson Center. The days are shorter, the weather's colder, and the snow, well, you know. The Go Winter Expo shows you how to beat that cabin fever. No matter what you love doing, we have something to heat up your winter fun factor. Check out the newest snow machines, pick up some health and wellness tips, all that and more, plus the Interior Alaska Gun Show. We have something for everyone. Next weekend at the Carlson Center, the Go Winter Expo. Info at FairbanksEvents.com. Brought to you by Camper Valley RV and Napa Auto Care Group.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Fairbanks, listen up. Affordable Used Cars has purchased over 450 late model vehicles to fill the lot with a great selection to choose from. You can find that vehicle you've been looking for. We have Tacoma TRDs, 4Runner TRDs, Sienna Hybrid all-wheel drives, Bronco Sports, and many more makes and models to choose from. They're arriving daily and won't last long. Hurry in for the best selection before they're all gone. Come downtown to Affordable Used Cars at 2525 South Cushman.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Laura Stepovich. Say hello, Laura.
Hello, Fairbanks.
I have Nada Stepovich. Say hello, Nada.
Hello, Fairbanks.
And you're the host of the 54th High Pow being relocated at its original location, Boilo Hall in Fairbanks, Alaska, this Saturday night. Cocktail hour starts at 5.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets still at highpowauction.com. Go there. You can start bidding at highpowauction.com.
Yes, and there's The raffle tickets are still available. There's raffle tickets for the Jeep. They're $100 a piece. It's the 2022 Compass Latitude. It's a 4x4. There's the 50-50 tickets, where we have over $7,000 right now. And then we, like I mentioned before, we have the Alaska Airlines tickets that are mileage tickets that you can get as well.
You know, there is a book written, It Takes a Village, to raise a kid. Who knows who the real author was? But it takes a village to get this event going for Monroe. And it doesn't matter your background, your religion, your socioeconomic standing. It's across Fairbanks. This is one event that really brings everyone in. And the dinner, how many volunteers it takes to serve the dinner. And you look at places like, you know, Mount McKinley Bank will have a whole staff of there that serve. Law firms do it. So many volunteers.
Yes. So many people come in to help. And it's amazing. And it's why it works. Why it works here in Fairbanks, and why this auction is so successful and continues to be, because of this community. And it's, and yes, volunteers is amazing. How many people come in and help set up tables, break down the tables on the, you know, on the Sunday after, serving the dinner,
just even setting up the gym. We started working last Saturday, and who comes in but Joe Rebar, and he's got his tool belt on, and he's pulling out the bleachers, and he's drilling in things to start the displays that go over the bleachers. Mm-hmm. Those are all things that have been used before, but they're pre-built, and he's got to put them back up. And then on Sunday, he's got to take them down. So what we like to say, it takes a borough to do this. It takes the Fairbanks North Star Borough, all of us. Everybody around here comes in, and a lot of them know their jobs. They just come in, and they're the volunteer coordinator. They're the display coordinator, and they do it over and over and over again. Joe Slofelt, she's there. She's behind the scenes, but she's there every single year. Mm-hmm. It's people whose children went there, or they taught. Maybe they don't teach there anymore, but they're still coming back because they know the importance of it all.
And so, just even decorating the ceiling, Vince Fantasi for years has been up on that lift getting things done. He's going to pass the baton this year to Marco Stepovich, our little nephew, a grown nephew.
Engineer.
Yes, and everyone is more than gracious to show the next generation how it gets done and to keep it the tradition going.
You know, it's interesting. I go in, and I have about four meetings a year for the procurement team. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Margarita Gilbertson in there, your sister, and a couple other people, and it says, bam, 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 we're going down the list. Okay, who's going to contact this person? It's planned. It's a great group that we've been doing this together for a number of years.
Yeah.
And so it's very efficient. It's very efficient because of that.
And Margarita has it down to a science.
Yeah.
When you get into her meetings, and you know who you're in charge of, and then if there's anyone new, she's either, you've told her, I'm going to this establishment, or
it's
a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And they're really great about bringing in the new people in the community
and
as
new
well.
Businesses.
And that's important, too, because we're...
Different eyes looking at it in a different way.
Yes.
Like you two ladies did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know, looking for new sponsors all the time. And then our annual sponsors as well, GCI.
You can't say enough about GCI.
And Jean's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Mm-hmm. There's just Lotto Alaska. There's just so many sponsors. Gem Company, Denali State Bank, Mount McKinley Bank. It's the whole community, and we're so thankful.
You know, and Gem Company, they started with the original owners doing this.
Yes.
And they've been through three generations of ownership now. Mm-hmm. And this generation is still doing it.
Yes. And the same with the cars that we receive, car we receive.
Yeah.
That's
And the snow machines from
Compo. Yeah.
Craig Compo.
His dad started out with such a generous streak in everything he did. And Greg has just continued that streak. It's beautiful.
Families continuing the tradition.
Yes.
I would like to plug maybe some adventure packages that
Certainly.
We have this year.
Certainly.
We've got a whole package that's North Pole. We've got a one-night stay at the Santa Suite, $125 shopping spree at the Santa Claus House. That proves to be pretty fun. And if you don't want to use it for yourself, use it for a family member or a friend that's coming to visit. They would love to see
Give
that.
Give it as a Christmas present.
Yeah. We've got a spa package from Sunfix where you get two services each for six attendees. And then we've got a really neat package. It's a live package. Stand-up comedian Glenner Anderson. He is giving up 30 minutes of his humor, and he'll go wherever you want him to go. He'll go at your house, or if you've got a business meeting or a church social or wherever, and he'll personalize his humor for you. He'll get to know you a little bit, and he's going to preview his humor for a few minutes at Hype Owl on Saturday night, so you get an idea of his flair and his
his talent.
Now, Fairbanks, she's putting it politely. Before we came in here, they were interviewing him to make sure he passed the test. I mean, it was an interview. If you're gonna get up at my iPow and to say anything, it better be good. It better be spot on, and you better bring down the house.
Well, as Nada said, he did pass the test.
Yeah.
So we're gonna let him
barely.
He's gonna get his few minutes on stage on Saturday night after all.
Oh my goodness.
And I think we also want to, because last year was such a unique situation for us, and talking about the community, even going above and beyond for the Catholic Schools of Fairbanks and the Monroe Foundation, it took a lot of vision from the Hype Owl offices and the chairs, Tracy and Aaron Shackle, last year, because we had to go out of our little Boilo Hall box.
Our comfort zone,
yeah. Exactly.
And what Tracy and Aaron put together last year was just unbelievable. What they did with Andrea and the rest of the Monroe Foundation.
And with decorating, which was just wonderful.
And where it was with the Gavoras.
The Gavoras, yeah. Just giving us carte blanche, do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we were going to do yet, but
It went well.
We found ourselves on a scaffold decorating poles that were 12 feet high and carpeting bathrooms it was a lot of fun, which is reason why we are back again.
But just wanted to recognize the community and the Shackles for everything that happened last year, and that's what brought us back again this year.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Alaska is new every season. Fall and winter bring new sporting opportunities for grouse, ptarmigan, and other small game hunting, predator calling and trapping, snowshoeing, and winter camping. Gear up for success at Frontier Outfitters for traps, snares, and calls, guns, and ammunition. You'll stay warm and dry with the right clothing and rest easy with tents, sleeping bags, and camp necessities. Just downstairs, you'll find ATV and snow machine accessories and Sentry Hardware. For every season, there's Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arctic-grade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world.
Care for them with the iClinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies today with snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 33. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected. High of 31. Tomorrow, snow likely. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tonight. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen is still here with Laura and Nada Stepovich. I'm not bringing up your next last names. Forget it. You know, I don't remember you as anything but Laura and Nada Stepovich. So that's how I'm addressing you. We're just going to get that out there in the airwaves right
Fine
now.
Fine by us. I'm okay with that.
When did you both get into town?
So I got into town on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got picked up from the airport. And within 20 minutes, I was at the Monroe Foundation working away. There's just been a lot of...
I walk in, and you ladies are in your own separate areas working away still.
We were working when you came in today. We decided we were going to come in a little bit early. We were at Harding Lake, and we thought, you know, we might need to do a little homework.
Yeah, and we, with the snow, you just heard the weather report. There's more snow coming. Well, we welcome the snow because we don't get it this early in Spokane, Washington. But when we came in from the lake, we thought we better come in a little bit earlier, just it's a little icy out there. But we're glad to be here working. I got here on Sunday, yesterday, and I drove from the airport straight to the gym, to the Monroe Foundation, and went to work getting things done. And it's been a process. Dre's been very helpful to us, letting us know what we can do from afar. And
she's one neat lady.
Some things have been sent to my home that I've brought up with me. That, you know, they don't send everything to Alaska when you order off of Amazon. So I've been, I'm the mule that's carrying the stuff here, making sure it gets to where it needs to be.
Yeah, I had, this is Laura, I had all the table decorations in my garage in Arlington, Virginia. And I thought, oh, I got to ship those or I got to take them with me. Well, my daughter got married 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I...
What's her name?
Her name is Catherine.
It wasn't Nada?
No, it wasn't Nada.
Fairbanks.
I know.
They name their daughters after each other, too. Like, Laura has a daughter named Nada. Nada has a daughter named Laura. And it's Nada and Laura in the studio here with me. They're confusing the crap out of the world. I mean, my God. But you can do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Catherine
got married.
So Catherine got married, which meant that there were a lot of... Stepovich is descending in Arlington, Virginia, and not all of them had used up their suitcase requirements.
Their second piece of baggage.
Or carry-on.
Carry-on.
Yeah.
So that's how all the centerpieces got here.
Laura and
my brother Mike
putting together boxes and wrapping them.
Wrapping them up. I had my list of wedding. I had my list of wedding things, and I was like, pick up wedding dress. And then the next thing underneath that said, Hi-Pow decorations. Get the, you know, Hi-Pow gelato.
So hold it. You had two major events in one 30-day calendar period.
Yes, we did. But again, it takes a village, and I had everybody
help.
Within our own family, there's a lot of helpers.
Has there been any postal moments?
Not yet, but maybe on the ride home back to Virginia.
That's called a pass out moment. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm not ruling that out.
I can't believe my sister had me do this. It'll be easy, she said. No issues, she said. I'll help you through it, she said.
Actually, that was closer to happening last year when we left Hi-Pow because we realized we flew home together to Seattle, and that's where we separate. I go on to Spokane and Laura goes on to Arlington. When we left the airport when we were separating in Seattle, we're like, next year we are the chairpersons. This is going to be a lot. And we were trying to figure out, oh my gosh, it hit home a little bit closer than that. We don't live there and we're going to be the chairpersons. But once again, the family here has made it, the Monroe family, and our own siblings have made it easier for us to do that.
Yeah.
Yes,
all of our friends. And I have to say, it's quite an honor to have been asked because we do not live here, but we are still considered alumni and friends.
Family, your family.
And family.
Yeah, and it gives us a way to pay back to the schools, to our community, even though we don't live here, and to the families that who went before us that have been chair, you know, your parents when they were chairs. It's just a way to saying thankful, being thankful to everyone and saying thank you to them.
Now, I'm going to ask you both the same question. If there's one item on the package list that you would buy or you want, Laura, which one is it?
It's probably going to be the same. I think the truck.
That's Chandler's
plumbing and heating truck.
I love that truck.
Gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's been fully renovated.
It's a beautiful paint job. Everything is original in it still, but it was kept in very good condition. It is something to see.
Yeah.
The 1937.
Yes. And it's just a fun live package to have. And really one of a kind and part of Fairbanks history. Chandler Plumbing and Heating.
Don Chandler.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of stuff here most people don't know about.
Yeah.
And he was something else. So other than that big, shiny bling item, Nada, what's your item?
Maybe the mileage, because it helps me. I can get here quicker and faster. I got mileage. I can put in a quick ticket and get some of my kids here as well. That's always a great item. There's just so many things to pick from. People are so generous. And
yeah. I think if you're a sports enthusiast, that trip to Vegas for the football game
to see the Raiders against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Fun one. And you're in Vegas, so you get to...
How could you not enjoy that?
Have the Vegas nightlife as well.
Well, and you know, the artwork is absolutely beautiful. The featured artist this year is John Van Zyl. And I remember Mom and Dad coming home with a Mockatons one time. And it's just some really beautiful local artists. And it's just something that I remember growing up, that some of my artwork that I, any Alaskan artwork that I have in my home in Spokane is from Haipau.
Mm-hmm. Same with me.
You know, how many times have I bought a piece of art or an old photo of old Fairbanks, you know, that's framed? I mean, you look in my house, and that's what you're going to see, like yours, in my living room. You know, the Denali photos, the photos of downtown Fairbanks with the stern wheelers and the old bridge, you know, that just with a donkey on it going across. Mm-hmm. Things like that, or Mount McKinley. They are all acquired around the Haipau auction. And it's all Alaskana.
Yeah.
And there it was. You know, and then my brother Danny, he sent me a painting or whatever. And I was looking at it, and, you know, of course, he sent it up from Arizona, my parents' house. And they got it at Haipau, and it's a Claire Fages.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful,
you know,
another artist.
Wonderful artist, you know, local artist. But the arts at Haipau have been incredible. Just over the years, incredible.
Yeah, they've showcased some great artists, and just the fact that those artists want to be part of this as well speaks volumes to what this whole event is all about.
And you're starting to see the new businesses come on that are starting to be very prevalent. The gentleman who's going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner there.
Tommy G.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Gross. His business starting to be more prevalent in those things. And it's the next generation, even though they're not an older generation, but it's just new businesses keep coming in.
They're coming in and they're coming in strong.
Yeah.
It's just greatly appreciated.
And then you have GCI that's been there for 20 some years with next generation of ownership and officers that keep coming in.
Yeah, and alumni Greg Chapados has been has worked with GCI for several years and has always kept Monroe and the Monroe Foundation active with GCI in all of donating and keeping this community, you know, because he's in Anchorage, but he has kept this Fairbanks community and kept GCI involved in all of Hypal.
And his parents were wonderful patrons. And
former chairs.
Greg, you know, he graduated in 75, and his younger brother Doug in 80, I believe.
Yeah, Doug was our age.
Yeah.
Donnell, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, the next are there, and here they are. And you just see it. They keep coming. But yeah,
and some of our other sponsors, Fidelity, Title Agency, Fairbanks Orthodontics. I mean, it's all different businesses throughout the town. Sunfix Tanning, Doyen Utilities, Dr. Brian Acola.
That's my doctor.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's everyone, and they all feel strongly about this, that they want to donate, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, it is funny, you know, client doctor, you know, patient doctor privilege. Let me go through a few things with you. You know, he sat me down and goes, "Okay, what's your goal?" And I go, "To outlive my parents." He goes, "How old do they live?" I gave him a number. He goes, "Okay, this is what you have to start immediately doing."
Immediately. Yeah. Here's your new protocol.
Yeah. Great guy. Great guy.
Oh, good.
Oh. Man. But again, there he is. He's takes care of people's health and trying to boost Monroe and the Monroe Foundation.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Berglund family. How many of them Berglunds are going to be running around there?
Oh, there's going to be several. Because they've got the younger generation, and they're all helping and volunteering. And Patty Berglund has been very active with us the last few years.
Yes.
Dave's wife.
They're just all go-getters. They're all there. They're our next-door neighbors on Charles Street.
Yes, and then
we actually just don't we don't go too far away from each other.
The donator named Anonymous was invented by Cliff Berglund.
Yes.
He was incredible. He was always anonymous. Oh, that was Cliff. You know, you see all these anonymous. And he was such a patron. He never wanted to be the host. He wanted to be background donor. He's a great guy. The family. These great people. You grew up with you, Joe.
Jim is our name.
Jim, I was Joe. That's right. I was
Jim.
Joe.
Yeah. Jim, and JoJo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you grew up in the house next to them.
Yeah, right next door. That's why I say we don't really get too far separated from the Berglunds.
No.
We like it that way.
We had a Stepovich married a Berglund, and so that is...
So now we're
Joe,
related.
Yeah, yeah.
Our nephew Joe married Brittany, who is Brian's daughter. So we're related even more
Statistically
we were
speaking, with the amount of Berglunds and Stepoviches, it was going to happen sometime.
It was bound to happen.
Yes. Statistically speaking, you know. But they were the two.
Yes.
Great people. Well, we got about a minute. How do you want to wrap this up, Laura?
Well, I just I want everybody to come to auction. Come to Hypal this year. Italian night at Boilo Hall. It's $150 per ticket. We're getting very close to being a sellout, so get your tickets quickly. It's hypalauction.com this Saturday, October 14th.
Nada, how do you want to finish it?
I just want to say thank you to all of Fairbanks and... please come. You'll see old faces, new faces, but what you see is the community. You see Fairbanks at its finest, coming together to help for a cause. And it's pretty neat to see and really great to be a part of all that.
And Dave, we want to thank you for having us on your show today to have us highlight all these wonderful things at Hypal this year.
It's my pleasure. It's just enjoyable. These are enjoyable shows. Thank you. And guess what? You're smiling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we'll see you in line at the gelato.
Yes. You got it.
We'll be smiling then, too.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.